the volume.
Man, as a Louisville fan, it was so hard trying to get tickets to the Louisville-Kentucky game. I know it happens every year, but it's so hard to get tickets. It should not be that hard to get a ticket to support your team and be a true fan. And with Game Time, that problem is no longer an issue. You shouldn't have to worry about buying tickets to your next big event.
Game Time is a fast and easy way to buy special tickets for any event, game.
With great last-minute deals, all-in prices, the best views from your seat, Game Time takes away you having to worry about all the other stuff and gets you right straight to the event.
So go ahead and take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time.
And download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code CLUB520.
If you use code CLUB520, man, you get $20 off.
So go ahead, download the Game Time app, sign up, and while you're at it, go ahead and use the promo code CLUB520 for $20 off your first purchase on the app. Terms apply. Again, when you sign up, make sure you use the promo code CLUB520, and we'll get you started off with $20 off your first purchase.
Download Game Time today.
Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms. Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy. Without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only. Please drink responsibly.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
All right, we back. Another episode of Club 520 Podcast. I'm the host. My name is DJ Wells. Same gang with me. To my left, my dog, Bishop B. Hen, out the Prairies. How you what, Nasty?
Cool and Nasty. Let's get to it, baby.
You all right, man?
Fresh off the, Freaky Mike, I went to Five Iron last night. How you should take Lady. Nah, it's tight, bro. It's a little expensive, but it's pretty cool.
All right, maybe if y'all give me a bonus, we'll take her out there.
Nigga hopped on a simulator. Yeah, it's about 80 an hour.
Oh, yeah, not cool. In my budget yet.
But they got the air hockey and shit and the pool tables in that motherfucker. It's nice, low key.
Is the food good?
Yep, we had the buffalo pizza and the fries.
I think I really just like going to Topgolf because the food is really good.
I'm going to take Five Iron food over.
Really? Okay. I'm gonna check it out.
I like Topgolf food, just not the wings.
For real?
Yeah,
I get them fried hard, bro. Light sauce.
Yeah, them motherfuckers Tyson wings. I'm nothing.
Yeah.
They got me fucked up. But to my right, my dog, Young Nacho, Young Teague. How you up, man?
I'm chilling, bro. Cool.
What you got going on today, man?
Man, I don't know. I don't really feel like podcasting, but I'm here for y'all. Let's go. I'm on that type of energy today.
What's wrong? What?
I just don't feel like doing it. It's Cinco de Mayo. My family celebrating. I'm in this motherfucker with y'all. The heritage, the lineage, whatever y'all want to call
it. This nigga never want to be a motherfucking Mexican, Italian, Spanish man. Today, he want to tap in.
Y'all got me in here. Now my people outside.
Supporting their day. Facts. I can't wait till Mexicans turn up on Juneteenth. You niggas are going to be in shambles. Y'all gonna be in shambles.
What they gonna do? They gonna be in traffic?
Go pull up at all y'all parties. I'm seeing niggas in these hats. I said, y'all be calling me out of pocket.
Oh, God.
Niggas be cosplaying.
This is crazy, bro.
Nah, but I got these by... These weren't even by the door. I ain't gonna lie to y'all today. These was in my garage.
Damn.
Yeah, these was in my garage, so...
I'm damn near taking them over to White and Blue ones. I forgot how cold them was.
Them is the ones out the countdown pack, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, them raw.
That's another countdown pack that was slept on. Them and the car mines.
Yeah, they was in my garage, for sure.
For sure. Hey, man. Anthony Edwards. Hey, man.
No,
it's
man.
It's really about to be this man league. If he beat the Nuggets, it's really his league.
That was a hell of a game yesterday. I'm sick about my Clippers, man, being put out. But
yo, Clippers. Why are we talking about the Clippers right now, man?
Because, bro, that hurt my heart that they lost like that. But my nigga still, he's still in it. He said he got Bron back, so it's cool. He proved it yesterday.
That's fire.
And he had niggas playing out of their body, though.
All right. I mean.
Cat always play hard, but he was playing extremely hard yesterday. Jokic was having trouble.
I think they feel like they got a chance to win. Like, I can see that they playing hard. Like, it's their window, their opportunity. Like, damn, we can win this motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's, like, really obvious, too. And, like, shout out to Tim Connelly. He put that Nuggets team together, you know what I'm saying? Moved on before they got the chip. But he put this Timberwolves team together, too. So, it's like, if any team could beat them, he put both of them rosters together, for real, for real. And that Cat-Aaron Gordon matchup really decided the series.
Nah, that ain't the one that decides the series.
You don't think so?
Nah. It's the AE matchup. They got to put Aaron Gordon on AE.
Mm.
That's going to decide the whole thing. He got to guard Anthony Edwards because nobody else on that team can guard him. It's fucking rap.
Damn. Well, yeah, I think, yeah, you're right. You don't think Porter, though? Porter be better.
Porter don't play defense.
I'm just saying for the, because none of them are guarding him.
They're going to put Porter on Cat.
See, bro, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think basically what he's saying is they're going to make, hey, Cat going to have to beat us. If he exploits this matchup win, that's what's going to have to happen.
He can if you put an MPJ on him.
He can, but they're going to take their chances with Cat winning over Anthony. He just gave y'all 43. I got to.
Well, we're going to put Aaron Gordon on. We might as well let Michael Porter fake hedge on the nigga. Because, bro, he was pulling up in them niggas' faces yesterday.
Yeah,
bro.
But. They too small. He too strong, physical. They need a physical, bigger presence that can contest his shots. Even though he was crossing Aaron Gordon at the end, but to do that for a whole game, he's going to get tired. He's going to wear down. Like, Aaron Gordon don't got no offensive responsibilities like that. He playing a dunker. They even have cross matches and stuff. So they're going to put him on and watch. You'll see the change. Caldwell Pope, a good defender, but.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He kind of light for him.
And that's his little homie, too. That's the funny part.
He might be a little too small for AE right now.
That was a good game, though.
It's great basketball, bro. That's what I think. That's going to be probably one of the best series of this postseason.
Nas Reed hoop, too.
Hey, we talked about it.
Nasty Nas.
He's a key factor. And I like how they be giving it back to Mike to settle shit down.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike hitting the corner three.
Mike turned up second half.
They damn near got a full squad, low-key, bro.
No, like, they
niggas
do.
They damn near got a whip, for real.
Like you said, they GM did a hell of a job because we all made fun of them. We like, man, they paid three centers, really.
Facts.
Cat, Gobert, and Nas Reed. But now you see why he did it because, like, I got three guys that can guard Jokic. He going to be wore out. Like, we going to keep pause. We going to keep switching bodies on him. Pause. Like, Jokic, Gobert gonna start, then Cat gonna get some time guarding him, and then Nas Reed gonna come in and guard him, and then we'll put Kyle Anderson. So they got hella bodies to guard Jokic. It seemed like that team was built to play the Nuggets.
Nah, for sure. That's a hell of a point. And like you said, they don't lack anything. They all play hard. They got two great wing defenders leading to two really good bigs. And I was one of the people, a lot of us were, that said, why the fuck did they trade for Rudy Gobert?
Yeah.
He was also hurt then, too, that people don't take into accountability. We just don't like him, so we just don't care. But he was hurt still when that trade happened, but that shit's looking crazy right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, your Clippers, they already, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to PJ, the shoes is fire. Yeah, they fueled up the jet, my boy.
Yeah, it was. What not niggas could do, bro.
But I like to talk about that series because even though it's over, but Luka played defense the last game.
He did.
he was trying. He actually gave a fucking effort. And it looked great. Kyrie, damn near first team all defense, he was locking everybody up. I was like, damn, they really trying to win. And I could see that they feel like they can win a championship too. Like, we got the recipe to win.
Man, they...
And they do.
They do. Gafford be playing crazy. Yeah. PJ plays crazy. And DJ plays crazy. Like, they have every... Same kind of similar situation. Obviously, they're not all super bigs, but same kind with them, bro. They get to it. And when it comes out to it, you're not going... Kyrie is 13-0 in closeout games. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I was sleeping on Dallas. I ain't gonna lie.
I told you that was sleep. That serious.
I was super sleep.
Remember after game one, I told you, I seen how the second half went, and I was like, they found something.
Mm-hmm. When they came back.
Yeah, I was like, oh, they found something. And yeah, they found it.
Hey, I feel like they're going to beat OKC.
Shout out to OKC.
Young boys going crazy. MVP, Shabe, I get it, but I think they about to, it's probably going to be Mavs in six.
You got to think about it. Their best defender is Lou Dort. He got to guard fucking Luka. Yep. Who guarding Kyrie?
Jalen.
Fuck, he in fucking trouble.
Not enough.
That's not enough. If Jalen is guarding him, it's too, they got too many options, bro. On the, like, nah. And they too small. Because all they going to do is call up switches every time. Josh Giddey is about to be fooled.
Yeah,
P. Giddey about to be in trouble. That's serious. Because he got to guard somebody on that wing.
Man, he about to be fooled. They're going to be calling him up in them pick and rolls. Fooled.
And the big situation, I'm not saying, obviously, Dan Gaffer's not better than Chet, but he is bigger than him. Yeah. And right now, that does make a difference, especially the way that he plays on them rolls. Yeah,
I'm just nervous about OKC because they so young. They ain't ever really been through this smoke before.
My thing is, who is going to guard Shea, though? Not a Kyrie guarding like he was guarding last game. But I don't know. Derrick Jones and P.J. Washington do a good job of guarding, too.
Yeah, that's what I said. They good on the switch for sure.
Yeah, they was locking P.G. And them up. They was really locking them niggas up. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting series. I got Dallas winning that, though.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with Dallas or not.
I'm scared of OKC. But it depends, though. If they click shit, I don't know. Because they got some offensive weapons. Niggas, everybody can get a dub.
Yeah, I like the way they play.
But Dallas going to have to be on point, nigga, to really dust them for real.
I just feel like the problem with teams like Dallas who have two killers like that is they can win you four games. They might drop a couple cool, but they can by themselves win you four games. Shea, I know he's proven himself, but I don't know who else is with him. I could confidently say, I know these two can go get me four games. Everybody got to have a good night four times in a row, or four times. That's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, next round is over for whoever come out of that series.
Ooh, you think so?
Yeah, if they got to play the Nuggets or the Timberwolves, either one of them teams are beating them.
Yeah, I don't think the Mavs got enough for either one of them teams. I think the Mavs and Timberwolves series would be crazy, though. Because you still got two elite defenders and two elite offensive players.
I think if the Mavs match up with the Timberwolves, they could beat the Timberwolves. Because that's when Rudy Gobert gets exposed. Because he sits back on pick and rolls. And Luka and Kyrie, if you sit back on them, it's fucking murder. And now if you take him out and you got Cat switching, it's fucking murder. Like, that's the only team where it's like, oh, hold on. These is two guys that are, like, different.
Yeah.
Like, isolations, Jamal Murray hurt right now. So, you know, he ain't really getting to his shit right now. He kind of hurt. And you still see him have moments where he can score. They depended a lot on Jokic. Other than that, they don't have no scores on Denver. Like, MPJ shoot all jumpers.
True.
Yeah. Aaron Gordon score all in the dunker. Only one that really get buckets off the dribble is Jamal Murray and Jokic. Everybody else is pretty much. Reggie Jackson have a couple moments, but.
Yeah, everybody else got to low-key get creative for real. But if somehow, some way, the Nuggets win a championship, I think this is that. We got to talk about Joker differently.
Are they replacing the Warriors if they win again?
No.
For that dynasty type shit?
No.
The start of it?
If he win another one, though, he probably the second best big ever. Second or third best big ever.
I'm definitely saying top five, and I wouldn't be opposed to saying Denver top four or three. Yeah. I'll say top five for sure without going through a list for sure. Yeah, because he's elite. It ain't too many people better than him, bro.
Are you just talking about centers?
Yeah. I'll say top five. I won't say three, but I'll say top five confidently.
Go off.
I mean, who is it? Hakeem, Shaq, Wilt. He got more game than Bill Russell. I'm just going to be real.
If he's center him, you ain't got to. We all agree.
Listen, he got more game
than respect, but Christmas.
Yeah, nothing on that. I'm a go 80s up. Will was a problem, though. He was just born at the wrong time.
Dude. Will, his shit
he was
crazy.
Born at the wrong his stats time, bro. Is retarded, bro. That's not his fault, bro. Will, he get a pass.
Will, Shaq, Kareem.
Centers, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I said Will, Shaq, Kareem.
Yeah.
That's still dumb.
Olajuwon. And then,
yo, that's pretty much it.
I can respect that.
That brings it to a point we can talk about the Knicks after this, but Mark Jackson was talking about. And niggas gassing Jalen Brunson saying he the best Nick ever. And he said Patrick Ewing is the best Nick ever. And
I just played there longer.
I just don't feel like that's true either.
Just played there longer.
Nah, bro.
Carmelo Anthony is the best Nick ever.
You know how I see it.
Nah, hell nah. Pat better than Melo as a Nick. He wasn't there long enough. Pat Ewing was with the Knicks, what, 13 years and shit like that?
But he spent his career before he died in Orlando.
He went to Seattle, too. So it was like...
That's the nastiest
How long was he in New York?
He was there a while.
At least 10 plus years.
I got his whole career. I need New York.
Because he got drafted in, what, 84?
He went to the finals and shit.
I seen him.
He didn't play in the finals.
I seen that nigga play in,
He didn't play in that finals.
Yeah, he was hurt.
I'm just saying, they went to the finals. Yeah. They had to get there. They went to the finals, the Eastern Conference finals.
They went to the finals.
Well, he played. He was on the Knicks in 98. I know that.
He was.
He got drafted in 85, by the way.
85.
So 14
years? 17 years. He was with the Knicks.
14, right?
99 to, I'm sorry, from 86. 99 once.
Ben Davis University education.
That boy math is crazy. Y'all talk about our Hennessy reads, nigga. See his math.
The phone right in his hand on his face.
The way this shit is, it don't have like a...
All right. So you got to count.
Just give or take 14, 15.
Mike needed the numbers next to it. Yeah. Really when he had to count
really
it.
Wanted the numbers. I was like.
Okay. At least 13 years. Let's just say 13. 12, 13 years. For the
85
to 99. Do the math, Mike.
Shout out to Pat Ewing, man.
14. Shout out to Carmelo Anthony. But Jalen Brunson is going crazy.
How long was Melo there? If it was 7 years?
I believe so. Can we Google how long?
No,
he
we just gonna say seven.
Let's just guess.
So I just feel like they ain't played long enough yet to be the greatest Nick of all time.
Yeah,
they gassed the Brunson shit, but I like
too,
the energy.
Everybody say it's too fucking early to say Jalen Brunson is the best Nick ever.
But y'all,
that's
understand.
Why I hate this basketball. That's dumb, bro.
You understand, bro? What them people have been through. Yes, they gassing it, but they are so happy they have a good player, bro. I felt the same way.
Oh, man.
He nice, though.
He is.
He's different, bro.
He definitely the best point guard. I mean, Walt Frazier might have something to say about that, but...
He ain't got nothing to say, bro.
In the last 20 years, he's definitely the best point guard the Knicks ever had.
Damn, better than Marbury?
Marbury, all them. He better than
him. No, brother. Jalen Brunson,
as bro. a Nick, because Steph in Jersey was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, Steph
and the Timberwolves.
Steph averaged 20-8, bro. That's tough.
That's it. That nigga averaged like 27-8.
I'm just saying, he was a real point guard, though.
That nigga I figured, so now listen, Jalen Brunson numbers are dummy.
Well, I'm not going against the numbers. It's different, bro.
The time
I'm not putting him above Stephon Marbury, bro.
As a Nick, I am. Not as a whole player, not a career. But as a Nick, I'm taking Jalen Brunson. I don't remember shit Stephon Marbury did as a Nick. I remember he
was 28, bro.
I remember he had one floater and won a game.
Bro, he was an NBA All-Star, bro.
Jalen Brunson gave
he was an All-Star
highlights.
With the Knicks. No, yes. He was. No, he was. In Jersey. Hell no, not with the Knicks.
We got to look it up.
I know.
Mike's saying, how do you play no working today?
Because Jamal was on his team when he was on the Knicks.
I'm trying to have this WAP conversation at the same time. I'm
whoa, nah. We were recording. You talking about WAP? You are a sick.
Yeah,
guy.
Talk to her. We
damn,
oh,
Drake. That's
oh damn. That sounded crazy. I mean,
you having a WAP conversation?
I didn't get no sass because Mike on the WAP. That's crazy,
what's
bro.
What's the thing called Triple X? What? Never mind.
Hell no, bad, Mike.
Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game.
So together with the fans, we bring our best.
Hennessy is excited to celebrate the intersection of basketball with art, music, and fashion. Each of these elements of culture represent ways that fans, players, supporters pay homage to the game, both on and off the court.
Hennessy and Mitchell and Ness have come together for the ultimate drop, a limited edition collection to mark their shared love for basketball culture and to celebrate Hennessy's continued partnership with the league.
The exclusive collection will have a limited drop available for both in retail and online and will be featured on the Hennessy Arena Tour, making stops in
San Francisco, Saturday, March 9th, Dallas, Sunday, March 17th,
Atlanta, Saturday, March 30th.
Come see Club 520 Podcast taped live in each city.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice
and a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only.
Please drink responsibly.
You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only. Please drink responsibly.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
Speaking of the Mavs, Inside the NBA is the craziest show on earth because they brought up Dirk's crushes. What? Dirk started, his first crushes was black women. It was Foxy Brown, Lil' Kim.
Elite. Like, damn, his wife black, like, Dirk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dirk always had a little flavor.
Dirk, yeah. Damn, man. Y'all got me thinking now, though, about that Knicks shit. Jalen, y'all crediting Jalen Brunson early, bro.
Bro, he be killing.
He's amazing, bro.
Yeah, he's nice as fuck, bro.
He's a good basketball player, for sure.
But we speaking of crushes, who was your crush?
Back then?
Yeah.
Damn. Maya was definitely one of them. I can't think of another one. What's our girl from Parenthood? Reagan Gomez? She was one of the ones.
Did y'all used to get the Word Up magazines?
For sure.
Yeah, I used to like, I used to get them shits. I used to like the shorty from 3LW.
Damn.
The light skin joint.
Not Tasha.
Nah, I was. She was hard. I was not on Tasha.
Nah, 3LW.
The light skin joint. Not the one that say, not the other light skin, but it used to date Rob Dyrdek. I mean, Rob Kardashian.
That's a hell of a mix.
Yeah, my fault. Rob Kardashian, that one. What's her name? Adrian or something like that.
Yeah, she was solid.
Yeah. Rob Dedrick.
She was hard.
Yeah, I was a Jet magazine nigga.
Beauty of the week.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite beauty?
Well, probably when DeBrat. Shout out to that community. You know,
DeBrat was hard in that one video with Tyrese.
DeBrat was cold on the front of Jet magazine in that swimsuit though.
DeBrat.
Before she went left handed full time, like.
Cause she was a part time member at first, right?
For sure. She was dating Iverson and shit. She told on my nigga, but yeah, she was bad back then.
Oh, God.
She done blew up now. She built like me now. A shout out to they lineage for sure.
Her and Lisa Ray being sisters is crazy.
Who a better sister combo than them? Like,
I don't know, bro.
Is there any sisters?
The Kardashians.
Oh, yeah. We don't count them.
Who was the comedian? I like the dark skin. Samora.
Nia.
Yeah, give me them two.
That's Nia Long's sister?
Well, I don't know. One of them.
Nah, it's Samora's sister is a. Hold on. It ain't Nia Long.
Let me look that up.
If it
I'm
is,
out of pocket God, if I just made that up. That's crazy.
It's Nia Long?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I thought.
That's a nice combo.
Yeah, that's tough.
I'm taking them over.
Woo, that's an elite combo.
I'm taking Samora.
And Samora Demon,
too. I know y'all be. I be tapped in too quick, but don't judge me.
Is it Tia and Tamara?
After we seen them as adults, hell no.
All right, they did.
I ain't gonna do them like that.
We can.
Sister.
After we say what they become as adults.
Nah, bro. Samora and Nia Long.
Yeah, they tough.
That's tough. I'm about to look and say
the,
right.
The Brad and what's her name is fire, though.
Lisa Ray, they fire.
Because Lisa Ray is still elite. To be older.
What's her name? Vanessa?
Ms. Simmons. I ain't seen the older sister in a minute.
She's
still elite.
Yeah, she's still
very
that.
Respectable. Okay. Angela been popping out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She came to the dark side.
Angela got a little down in her. I don't know, bro. We just going off straight.
Chicken nugget?
Straight looks.
Man. See, all right, let's
Angela
move on,
that
man.
Spectrum.
But I don't know about your sisters.
And Samora is representing for the dark skinned community.
She definitely do.
She was pressuring Soul Plane.
Nah, the one girls is fine too though.
Oh God, nigga.
She ain't that fat. She ain't never mind. She aged kind of bad. Nah, I shouldn't say that. She play on the show with Mike Epps.
I know who you're talking about. Yep.
Yeah, but she was on she Living was Single. She was hard. Yeah,
she was in Deliverance from Evil, too.
Yeah, she was on Living Single. She was
she
tough.
She was.
Her sister tough. Her sister played on T and Tamara's show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That ain't a bad one. That's a sleeper.
Yeah. Old school, yeah.
Damn, it's a lot of sleeper duos out here.
I just knew y'all going to say Beyonce and Solange.
Nah.
I'm not a fan.
That's the real Orlando Brown, Solange.
Hell at this nah. point, after the elevator, it's low-key up for debate.
Yeah, with a short sponge cut, I'm nothing.
Man, that's funny.
Death to that.
I'll fuck with Solange.
Well, when it comes to duos, they're last.
I mean, they last. Yeah. I mean, we're not going to say her last.
Out of everybody we named.
Serena and Venus.
That's too close to Dr. Umar. Nah. I try to forget about them. Y'all know how I feel about women that are too athletic.
Serena, yeah.
Serena got arms like Teague, nigga. Hell no. Nah.
Wait, I didn't think Serena was a problem. I thought you were going to say Venus, but I digress.
Nah, Serena.
Yeah, I thought it was Venus was the problem,
yeah,
too.
I'm
saying, no, Venus damn near look like NDIRE. Serena is still just... She too strong, bro. But I know that's how y'all would, though.
Venus is like Dalcine for Street Fighter.
Like how y'all like nah, strong.
That's not my algorithm, brother.
We had that wrestler talking. Y'all niggas was vouching for the wrestler. So and Serena.
Fact,
and
I watched Serena Backlash the other day on Saturday. Good event. They was turned up in France.
If Serena wrestled, she'll fit right in, bro.
Oh, yeah. She's strong as shit.
Yeah.
Serena had niggas wrestling. Drake and Common, the most light-skinned beef of all time.
That's crazy.
That's it.
Speaking about beef, who up?
Pause.
That is crazy.
That was wild.
Speaking of beef, who was up? That's nuts. But speaking of rap battles, a rap battle. Man, it's so many motherfucking battles. I can't even keep up no more, man. Nigga, Kendrick dropped 10 songs.
Hey, Friday night was probably one of the most important nights in hip hop.
for a lot of people. We have never seen like diss records drop that quick back to back like that. Cause the Drake video came out and I was like, oh, this shit fire. Mm-hmm. That shit was sliding. And then 15 minutes later, Kendrick took that shit right off private on YouTube, which is like, yep, been waiting on this. And got very fucking disrespectful.
But he's so creative because he got the, what his shit called? Family Ties or some shit? Family. The Family. Yeah, this nigga matter. Got the Grams. Oh, he's a genius.
That was hard.
That was hard, bro.
They said Drake playing fake C's, though. So if that is true, where niggas is getting fake information, bro, Drake the GOAT, bro.
Drake is the GOAT. Now, let's be clear. We don't listen to diss tracks for factuality or stuff. It's really what sounds better.
Oh, you listen to it for different reasons than me because I think that's what kills niggas. If you pull out some shit that niggas really didn't know, like Pusha T talking about Udonis and then the nigga popping out of nowhere. I called a nigga Udonis. Adonis. Shout out to freaking UD. My bad, baby.
Same person.
Like, I like shit like that, bro.
Yeah, I do.
Like,
I do too.
Like, nigga, it's now... just... show your son now, bro. Be a dad, bro. That's hard, bro.
Hey, Carlos said, imagine a rap beef making your child support go up. And I said, damn, that's crazy.
Nah, that's a fact. That's what niggas look for, bro. Like, I don't want to hear a bunch of bullshit. Like, you lying saying that nigga got a daughter, bro. Nigga ain't took 11 years old. And you making that up, bro, that's kind of lying.
That part is for me.
I feel like he got a daughter.
He probably got a bunch of kids.
I mean, right now.
See, this is why telephone used to get fucked up in school back in the day. Niggas get to lie.
We know who Anthony Edwards' daddy is.
No, we don't.
Michael Jordan, nigga.
Michael Jordan.
No, bro. What's wrong with you?
Nah, bro.
You see that turnaround?
He ain't light skinned. You know, Jordan only fuck with them pink toes.
Shout out to Mike.
His kids are black. He has two of them that are mixed.
Nah. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, man. But I think the fact that they really, on a Friday night, went back and forth like that is crazy. Like, regardless who you felt won, regardless who you felt got the edge, that shit, as just people who love music and love rap, that's some fire shit.
Yeah, and that was good for the culture.
That shit's crazy.
I couldn't fuck with that DJ Mustard beat, bro.
That's an L.A. song, bro. Them niggas, yeah. You know, they tune the music, what they rock with, different. They probably out there going crazy today.
Oh, they got all type of videos dancing to that motherfucker already.
Yeah, bro, niggas is out there. That's they shit, man.
They doing You the Jerk and all type of shit, too.
Wow.
Yeah, I seen the nigga see walking to it. I was like, oh, that's the difference. I'm gonna respect what they got going on over there. That's they shit.
They making it sure it's uncomfortable when Dre go to L.A.
Niggas say he better cancel the Oakland show.
Well, he good, bro. Drake the GOAT, man. He got to battle all these niggas. I'm picking Drake every time, bro.
Rick Ross, funny. Hey, that beat that Metro did, though, was hard, though.
BBL Drizzy.
That shit hard. I thought about Slide, bro. I was like, fuck around. I'll make a rap to this motherfucker.
Nah, that motherfucker is hard. Yeah. One of them niggas going to get on there, though.
Man, you know what's funny? Metro, like, damn, I can't rap, but I'm about to make a challenge. And niggas dissing you is crazy.
Hard, bro.
Go crazy on this, and I'm going to give you a free beat.
Metro said it's a real reason why he don't like Drake. He ain't going to say it, though. He definitely said that.
Man, you know what it is, bro.
He said, you ain't fuck my girl, though. She ain't no industry girl. So what is it?
About a girl. Another girl that ain't his girl.
Industry girl. His side girl.
These niggas don't got no real beef, bro. Hell nah.
But that's, and even in the diss, when Drake was going crazy, he don't say nothing about Future. He's like, damn, this is our first time having problems. And then went right past. I was like, business decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder why he ain't say nothing to Pluto.
Yeah.
You know why.
He know the real dirt.
You know why.
Pluto just started getting on shit, just dropping names and had Drake tight, nigga. That's a different motherfucker to fuck with. If we gonna argue about girls, bro, leave me out of it, bro, because I'll turn this bitch up sideways.
Oh, God.
Yeah, leave it alone, bro.
That's a business decision for sure.
Business
decision. I made one of them before. It's like, media takeout. Nah, I'm gonna let Future.
Nah, right. Right.
You got it, Chuck.
Right.
Say cheese.
Yeah, I was like, matter of fact.
Hold on, you did one to that bitch?
Yeah.
I ain't even get to do that.
Matter of fact, you put your thumb. All right.
Well, you being a part of a diss track would be nuts.
I don't know if I was part of the track, but I sure was part of the tabloids.
So oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And I can't put this same picture up with this nigga on it.
Give me a new motherfucking crossover, nigga. Same dumbass crossover. Give me something else, nigga.
That's what made me laughed when we first seen it. We was at this nigga house. I'm like, bro, it's fucked up. But this picture is top tier. When they talking about this shit, it's crazy.
They couldn't give you when you was getting the dunk on my car.
They couldn't give you with like some regular clothes, though. They have a whole uniform.
Hell no.
I remember everybody was like, man, you mad at Future? Hell no. I ain't mad at him. I was bumping his shit. Yeah. I just fucked your bitch. I was like, that might be about me. Shit. I don't give a fuck.
On everything. Man, that's one of the highlights for real.
Oh, man.
I was like, Dad, that might be about me. Ain't that a bitch? Oh, back in the day. Good time.
For sure.
Hell no, nah, man. That's crazy.
Oh, shit.
Hey, man. Our next superstar in the city, Caitlin Clark, had her debut.
Mm-hmm.
Went crazy.
Shit, like,
listen, all them. Hey, I know it's the preseason, but we gonna gas it anyway. It's gonna be spooky in the W next 2 years, bro.
Shit, like,
if she gonna be like that, bro,
she gonna average like 16 her rookie year. That second year, it's 25.
But her and Aaliyah Boston, it's up.
They played Dallas, right?
Yep. Yeah. Shout out to Rike. Rike had a stupid CrossFit game.
Yes, that's the same one Kaylin hit the bunny with.
Mm-hmm.
Exact same move for game.
Yeah, Rike nice, though.
Been like that.
Yeah, she cold.
But I know they won, and she went crazy. But, hey, Caitlin Clark, what she was doing, I'm like, oh, she ain't even shooting over close to the three-point line. Y'all in trouble. Mm-hmm. Y'all can't guard her out here. Don't care how good y'all are.
Nah.
Is preseason tickets high?
Yeah, I would hope not.
I seen the highest ticket for the New York game was 10 bands. I said, man, y'all, all right, now y'all getting out of hand.
Hey, man.
10 bands for a ticket, man.
Bro, in
a
little, they
in
said,
New York?
Yeah, and then the Garden, game one. They would say you could literally fly to Indianapolis.
No, no, I'm talking about this for the New York Liberty game.
Talking about, excuse me, I'm sorry.
Fever versus Liberty.
It's how much?
One of the tickets is going for 10 bands.
Peace.
I said, that better be a fucking suite.
I better be able to stay in this bitch for next week for 10 bands.
They better have the sunset bitches afterwards.
Yeah, I can't imagine what the tickets look like for Pacers, Knicks, and New York.
No, Pacers, Knicks, bro. So crazy to the point they said niggas in New York could fly here, get a nice hotel near the arena, get tickets to the game that all still be cheaper than the price in the lower level in the Garden.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What the Pacers got to do to slow New York down?
They don't got to slow. They got to speed them up. They got to play like they got to guard them how they guard Milwaukee. Full court pressure. They got to do that same shit to Jalen Brunson. He got to get tired.
Yep.
Nimhard, whatever the fuck that nigga name is, he got to go. He got to guard.
Yeah, I think that if we play our pace, we have a chance to win that series. If we play their pace, we obviously lose that series. I mean, we score enough points to where, realistically, we can win those games. But like you said, Nimhard's going to have a hell of an assignment. Aaron Nesmith, too.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Tyrese, bro, you're going to have to guard. You can't sleep on Deuce McBride or Dante because they will get 20
yeah.
on some random shit. And you can't have that. I think Obi Toppin, he got to play really good for the series for us because we don't really have no tweeners at that forward position because Pascal can't guard OG and vice versa, but he reached all the damn time to get foul trouble. Obi going to have to do something with OG for us to win
that
series.
The Knicks really ain't got nobody else that can score though besides Jalen. Yeah. I mean, Josh Hart and Dante, they had moments. Dante catch and shoot. If he see a big basket early, he can go off for 6-7 threes. But OG, he ain't really tapped into his offensive game yet with them. They only be scoring 100 points and shit. They ain't putting up crazy numbers. The Pacers get out and run and pressure the ball like they did this last series. The Pacers probably can fold to them boys. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, I feel very confident in us winning the series. I think that the biggest problem is that Tibbs has a superior advantage over Rick Carlisle.
Nah, Cap. Have you just see the game plan they put on Milwaukee?
I mean,
I've never seen NBA players get pressured like that and was turning the ball over. I was like, what the fuck? This shit look like high school. Like TJ McConnell, that last game had like 3 or 4 steals in the backcourt.
Bro, Ryan Garcia drug tested my boy. He was going crazy.
Man, I'm like, what the fuck? But I ain't never really seen that in the NBA like that. So if they carry that game plan over against the Knicks, they only got 2 ball handlers, Big Bride.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. Like,
I think that role player shit works for the Knicks really, really well, but we have the best bitch in the NBA. So it kind of just like depend upon how that shit gonna go. And also, Tibbs don't like something that many people, and we play way too many people, in my opinion.
And Bogey hurt.
Definitely is hurt.
Yeah.
That takes away, you know, since second unit scoring.
So you got Nimhard pressuring him all game. Then you're gonna have TJ McConnell gonna come in, be annoying.
Then you can put Neesmith on him being annoying. Yeah, I got a lot of defenders that can bother Jalen Brunson.
So the New York Knicks going to have to play out of their body basically to win.
Nah, if they just slow the pace down, they'll beat us. Like, not being funny. We are a team that fouls a lot. We are effective when we're out and running. It means we'll probably give up some layups. That means we're going to get transition threes. If you slow the game down against us, I mean, that's very tough for us to get back in the groove. And also, Jalen Brunson can score like nobody. So
yeah.
I'm scared of that for sure. But if we in the up and down tempo our way, I don't fear them.
Miles Turner got to shoot the ball well. Like he did last series.
Yeah, he played really well last series.
If he shoot the ball well, y'all win. Because I mean that Mitchell Robinson's not going to be effective. Harden, Stein, they all going to have to be out here on the perimeter.
I think, I like it. I think it's going to be a crazy series either way. They both going to get fed to Boston.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it is what it is.
They both going
to
get...
Sorry, bro.
Yeah, that's how it goes, bro. You got to just pay homage, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they both going to get blown out by them.
How you feel about a lot of people throwing Ant over JT so easily? It's tough.
JT my nigga, so it's all bias right now. Ant, you come on the podcast.
Change the power,
my favorite player, but he ain't. JT, nah. JT put in too much work, bro.
Say was the difference about them. Ant kind of got, his personality is more likable.
Yeah.
Like, I fuck with my guys. All this. JT, very Kobe Bryant-ish. Like, he a little more, I shouldn't say likable than Kobe, RIP, but like, you can relate to JT a little more.
Yeah.
But he kind of so reserved that you like, man, he kind of mysterious. Like, hey, you become a fan of his. You root for him. Like, his personality make you root for him.
Yeah.
Like, last night when he hit dude with the snatchback to the cross with the pull-up, you like...
Yeah.
And he started looking around, you like, man...
he got more dog in him for sure.
I ain't gonna say that, though.
I do.
It's just the way they show it.
The will to win. I feel what you're saying, but it just looked better. The eye test, it looked like... Ant want to play hard every play. Niggas be saying JT take possessions off sometimes.
But he don't, though. That's just a demeanor.
Yeah, but I'm telling you from the overall, not our personal, overall, like, that's how they view it.
I get this, too. Ant, JT team is just way better.
For sure.
When you got Drew Holiday as your fourth option.
That's great. That's great. And he always low-key to had a whip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He always, like, when even when Terry was there.
I couldn't imagine him when he like by himself. Not like saying Ant by himself, but like move Jaylen Brown and get him Jay McDaniels. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only. Please drink responsibly.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
But yeah, like you were saying, if you put JT next to a Jaden McDaniels, a more defensive-minded player, if it was his job to score more, I'm sure that he could probably do that. It, like you said, it just looked different way. But like him being in the press conference and the wife beater and the hat talking shit to Cat, bro, like that's...
It's more likable, bro.
Yeah, it just seemed like he more... And it's, I love JT game. And like I said, I'm not going to put Ant, even though he's my favorite player, I'm not putting him over JT. It just... I feel like Ant got to get more out of his players than JT. So him being the leader, you see him being mic'd up and being vocal, like actually telling niggas where to go and shit. It just, he got to do more. And his, the shit he's saying is working, nigga. Like he put niggas in position. Like Jaylen Brown and them kind of already know what to do. Not saying Cat and them don't, but he got to, he don't have to boost them niggas up to come hoop like Ant.
I also look, thinking about it, like JT had to come in there and be in competition.
Yeah.
With like a JB, a Marcus Morris. Even though Marcus Morris was probably like the OG, probably was helping them out and shit. But Gordon Hayward, it was always a competition. So he had to like solidify himself as a player, being in competition with your teammates. Yeah. AE came in, nobody on the wing. This is his shit. It's him and Cat, big and small. Like you got a chance to flourish. You can fuck up. You're going to figure your skill set out. And now it's starting to come together as a whole, and they look great. But you got to think the underlining with JT and JB, and it might not be competition now, but how it first started, definitely competition.
Yeah. Well, he had to adjust too because nigga Terry Rozier was one of them.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving was one of them. That's why I say I ain't giving it to AE just yet, but it's two totally different scenarios to me. Like, niggas ain't getting blessed with Kyrie, Terry Rozier.
He came to Jaylen a win now situation.
Hey, bro, niggas is all stars, bro.
Yeah, like, he came into a whip.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
They both called too. But it's just funny with A. Like when he told Cat, he's like, stop fucking fouling. Like that shit is hilarious.
Yeah, bro, the nigga's 22, bro.
And he's leading.
I don't know.
Cold though.
For sure.
He like a 22 year old that you probably would follow though.
Yeah.
Like, as an older player in the locker room, I could look at him and be like, listen to that nigga, man. Like, I would, and he probably lead in a cool way. He make everybody feel like they're comfortable. I like that. Even what he said about they coach at the end of the game, like, the head coach is a hurt, whatever. But nah, we listen to him. We respect him like we respect the head coach. Like, I was like, he got it.
That's fire.
He got it.
Yeah, he got it. Yeah, he got it.
Because like, he really one of us. But
yeah, bro,
we know.
Got it.
That, like, the fact, I just love that people can't fuck with the narrative, basically like calling him a dumb basketball player. Mm-hmm. Nigga really an X and O type of nigga. For real, so.
No, you can tell, bro. Yeah. It's crazy. Hey, man, Deion Sanders is funny as hell. Them roasting the people who transferring out of Colorado is funny as hell.
Oh, they be roasting them? I ain't really tapped in. I don't fuck with Colorado.
You still hate
Cuz, bro.
Shout out to Black Lives Matter.
I fuck with Prime. I just don't fuck with Colorado.
Damn. You don't fuck with the movement?
Nah.
Man, they had a high star kid transfer out. And basically, he was just like, Prime was just being too disrespectful in practice, saying they was trash and shit like that. And then Shador got on Twitter, which was like, damn, I don't even remember him. He was probably trash then.
See, that's why I don't fuck with him.
Yeah, it is out of pocket. Because he was one of them top ones, and he started a couple games. And then Dylan Edwards got up out of there. But
Deion's like, it's my son, so that's what we own.
Yeah, but
he's staying behind his son, but y'all doing too much with that.
I fuck with that. I'm just saying, when your son leave, bro, what's next, bro?
Yeah. He trying to take his son to the Cowboys next year with him?
Oh, so he's trying to leave, too?
And that nigga, Deion is not coaching NFL niggas, bro. He going to stay in Colorado. He just going, it's going to be a hard, if they have a great year this year, shit, motherfucker Shiloh 35, so he can't come back either. So, this new recruiting portal, now this is where you tap into your college coach shit for real.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. I don't fuck with, I ain't a hater. I ain't some people.
Travis
like
Hunter is the truth, too.
I just don't fuck with daddy ball. Like, I
get it.
Yeah, I never liked that in any level. Like,
that's the worst shit.
Yeah, it is.
That's the worst shit.
So, like, for him to do it at the highest college level, I mean, it's hard. It's tight. Like, I would love for my son or whoever, my kid, to be really good at football, basketball, whatever sport they want to do. That's hard. But shit, like, you got to deal with that. nigga transfer, like, you like, nigga, you was sad. And then your dad, the coach, like, yeah, what my son said. Nigga, guy's goofy.
Yeah, nah, because the nigga was a top recruit, bro.
But calling like, his sad as if your brother's like, that's so fucked up. Because, bro, I can't get a good offer because you shitting on me, bro.
Or even, like, when you promote the school, you only have your son. Even though your son a star, it's like me as a coach, I probably put my son to the back burner a little bit. Like, I wouldn't dim my son light. Like, yeah. You going to get the light. You the star quarterback. You like that. But for me, I'm probably going to promote some of these other kids. Like, we know you love Travis Hunter. We know he good. He know he like a son to you, too. We got it. He came from Jackson. We got it. I don't got to promote them. They already good.
Yeah.
But some of these dudes that I'm trying to get to the league, like, even my other son that ain't really like that, when I do these interviews, it's going to be him.
Yeah. Look, get some of them linemen up there, bro.
I don't know nobody else on their team.
Yeah, he got the best. And y'all got YouTube. The best lineman in commercial. Like, he got YouTube, the best lineman in the country.
And all I know is Shador. And I ain't hating. Yeah. I mean, shit. He cold. It's not going to be good. But I'm just saying, I'll do it.
That's interesting. But now, I feel like.
But it's prime, though. He can't do no wrong in a lot of people's eyes.
Besides, he's been like that since.
It's been Showtime.
Niggas hate prime, but now it's just different. And if he is successful this year with that team, it's going to be OD. Because remember how it was early on when they weren't really playing nobody and they was winning?
They was going crazy. They beat TCU, I think it was.
Oh, it was up.
Niggas was, Jamar, Keenan. I betted against them. I'm like, they not about to beat them. About to get crashed, bro. Pause. Like, it's over. They beat them. Oh, my phone.
Oh, yeah. I know y'all.
Oh, I owe big money. I lost about 10,000. Nigga, I done betted everybody in the country. Next week, they win again. I had them losing to, like...
They won their first three.
NC State or somebody like that. I don't even know who it was. Wisconsin, I think. Maybe Wisconsin was boo-boo. Nebraska.
Yeah,
Nebraska was boo-boo. They beat Nebraska. Oh, my God. Phone went crazy. Nigga, you said Nebraska. That's boy. Because
you chose everybody.
Them next five.
Well, them next eight. It got spooky.
I was calling them niggas every day. Reese Cheatham. calling that nigga. He stopped answering. Nigga, Reese.
Wait till next year.
Nah, nigga. USC playing right now.
Yeah, for that Oregon game, it got spooky.
I called Mook so mean time. I called him at 6 in the morning when they lost to Oregon. But I ain't hating. But
we just be trying to get behind some black paws. Like.
That's crazy.
But, I was just saying, niggas be trying to support. That really wasn't wild because something could have been a freak.
But I get everybody trying to come together and support Prime, though. And I was supporting them, too. It's just like, sometimes I'd be like, damn, bro.
Yeah,
some of these other kids is on a team, bro. Like,
yeah.
Let me find out who they are. Like, help me out, bro.
That's real.
You know what I mean? Like,
but I think his son, Deion Jr., because I be tapped in, his son do a good job of doing that on their everyday shit on YouTube. But I get it for the TV shit, like the actual shit that really be mattering for real.
Yeah.
Because niggas get promoted, but...
They do, but I understand, bro, your platform is different, and you use your platform for whatever you want to use it for, Tom. Yeah. You could do that more.
We know Shador, your son, bro.
And we know if he play well, he's going to be a top pick. We know Travis Hunter, no matter what he do, he's going to be a top pick.
For sure. Yeah,
bro. Like, they going to sell themselves, bro.
Bro. Get some of these grown 25-year-old niggas from JUCO that's trying to get going.
Niggas
bro.
From Last Chance U trying to get it cracking. Shout them out.
He got niggas getting sections on that team now, bro.
Niggas transferred from Clemson. They like, he the top five recruit. I'm like, who the fuck is this nigga? Deion ain't say shit about him. Is he good?
No, that Nike bag came through.
Yeah.
Man. Shout out to the DTs. They back in the rotation. Shout out to Shakari Richardson, you know what I'm saying? World champ, 100 meters. All that shit they talking about her.
Hell yeah.
She got that bag and she going crazy again.
She looking hella strong right now.
Man, I hated the way they did her, man. I hated the way they did her. They did her so bogus for being a young kid.
Drake bogus, we're saying. Smoking them on and off the track.
Now look at him.
Yeah. That was funny. Know what he said? That was a bar.
But that was
that was definitely a bar.
Yeah.
That's a Nike plug though. That's the love, hey.
No, I'm glad she getting her just due.
She actually fast as shit.
Yeah.
I like her, though.
Definitely a single parent home.
I don't know all about that. But I love the way that she kind of like redirected her energy instead of like, you know how she was an internet sensation for a minute. Now she don't even do that shit no more. She like locked in. Yeah. I liked it.
I'm just playing for y'all start going crazy, bro. Just chill.
Yeah, the rebrand is smart. She's like, all right, cool. I'm going to perform. I'm going to just lay low, get this money, still get your shit off. Yeah. But
don't let her win the big shit, though. She's going to turn up. She's back in the club, bro. Don't get it fucked up.
No, that Nike bag.
New weave on the way.
The $20 million Nike bag, she's not fucking it up. I think she's in the right path. She's had fun.
All right, she goes tap into the A bag. It's still up when we leave this motherfucker. Don't get it fucked up.
She gonna chill.
Just don't tap into the AB bag. Antonio Brown got on Twitter and gave Drake nigga of the day and cracker of the day. The most ridiculous thing I have seen.
DJ Mercado.
I didn't see that. I didn't see it right there.
DJ Mercado got cracker of the day. Let's go.
He said that?
Yeah. He posted it every game since.
We're not racist, y'all. Well, that was funny to
a white person put some tweets up. I want y'all to know that. It's not always Antonio Brown on his Twitter.
Still, we don't know that.
No, I'm telling you.
What I'm saying, it's under AB name, bro. AB Blank. That's fried, bro. That's well,
fried. I seen JJ Redick and them just signed, Richard Jefferson and them to a new deal.
That to was do a podcast.
Yeah. That's
Road Tripping was one of my favorite podcasts. They was early on. People slept on Road Tripping. Him and Channing was funny
as
hell.
This shit, really.
They Gilbert Arenas and episode is still legendary. Yeah. What happened with CJ McCollum shit? They just said, fuck it.
They probably just ain't been doing it. But he started. I remember they started.
Jaleel White. Then when they said, this is the CJ McCollum we've been getting this series, and they put Jaleel White in the media day pictures, is funny than a bitch, bro.
I can't wait to see Pat Bev in them episode this week. Paul George. Like, I just be wanting to hear what niggas, how they feel after the series.
Yeah,
like,
that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Did you see, basically, they had a little fake mock-up. They were just like, all right, all the players who got eliminated, you know what I'm saying? Like, would they go back to their original teams? Like, for shits and giggles, like, Kawhi go back to San Antonio, PG going back to Nap, and then, like, KD going back to Warriors type shit.
I think it's a high chance for KD to go back to Golden State.
I don't.
Bro, you can't stay in Phoenix, bro.
Why not?
You trying to win, bro.
They do got to trade one of them.
One of y'all niggas got to go,
Brad
family.
Bill got a no-trade clause. So Devin Booker just started his max deal just about to kick in, right?
Yeah.
KD is the casualty of war. So who you trade for KD? They not trading Kuminga. He too young.
Get a couple of them old heads, bro. Two people out of strong lineup can come over there.
And Golden State?
Yeah.
That's not enough for Kevin Durant.
Why not?
Yeah, they don't got nobody to trade for KD.
I did see that allegedly that Devin Booker wants to be a Knick.
Yeah, he just started a 5-year deal. It's over with.
Yeah, he's not going nowhere.
Yeah, let Donovan have that spot, bro.
You think Donovan going to go? I could see Donovan going to Miami before I see him going to the Knicks. Or if Dame or whoever gets to Miami first and the other one go there, I could see that.
I know Jalen Brunson need another 2-guard though. Somebody else that can give him some buckets. So I think them getting a high profile 2 or a wing will be.
So you gotta give up Julius and probably.
Damn, the real JR.
You
let him go.
Let him go, bro.
He gotta fly.
You know, yeah.
I wouldn't even want to come back if they made it to like the conference finals. Cause if you come back and fuck up what they had going on,
they gonna hate.
Ooh.
Don't worry, they're going to get you the fuck about it.
It's like when Melo came back with Jeremy Lin. Niggas was hot.
Oh, God.
Melo first came back. I'm like, nigga, are y'all serious? Nigga, this is shit. It's fake.
Yeah. It's not real. One nigga, you're the reason why the ball stops.
Yeah, like, but like, nigga.
I'm like, damn.
I'm like, this Jeremy Lin shit is fake. This is not real. This is not about to last. And y'all mad at Melo?
I'm Carmelo Anthony. Y'all telling me I need to listen to Jeremy Lin is insane. I
swear to God.
That is crazy.
I love Knicks fans. They're the most ridiculous people I ever. But they did to them in B jerseys. It's so crazy.
I just love that Jeremy Lin run, though, bro. It was entertaining. I know it was bullshit for y'all because y'all was in the league. Yeah, but I'm saying, though, like,
it was Darren Williams' fault.
That was funny, though, how that shit just ran and then it just stopped, bro, out of nowhere. Like,
reality kicked back in. And Jeremy Lin was still a good player.
Yeah.
But he wasn't that good.
He was going on a tear. I said, bro, the NBA fake.
He was fucking shit up.
I'm like, this nigga can't even dribble his left hand. How is he killing us like this? What is the fuck is going on?
He was out of body, too.
This nigga is with God.
For real,
God
bro.
Is on his shoulder right now when he's shooting these shots, bro.
But, shout out to Jalen. He had a few good years after that, though, in the league.
Nah, he was good. He's a good player.
Yeah.
He was a hell of a backup in Charlotte.
Yeah.
But, yeah, shout out to Jalen.
The fact he got that run in New York just seemed like some movie shit, though,
bro. It was a movie. It was a movie for real, bro. And then when he came back, Melo was back when we played him. And I just remember people was just, like, really mad that Melo came back. It's like, gonna fuck up shit. I was like,
oh, they was pissed before. Now, I didn't know that. I didn't know they was mad, like, on the comeback of Melo. I thought that was mad.
Yeah, when Melo first came back, it was just like, why is he, like...
Like, he and Jeremy were
like, yeah, like, he's holding him back.
Because
like,
I remember they told that nigga, you're the reason why the ball stopped. He starts snapping on motherfuckers. Bitch, like, fuck you, this my team.
Like, nigga, why are y'all really... They was on like a win streak though.
They was, bro. Yeah.
And then he came back and it was like, don't fuck this up.
Like, yeah, I didn't know the hate started right then though.
I don't know if it started right then, but that's it funny was some, as hell, some hate though.
And I, as Carmelo Anthony, first ballot Hall of Famer, who the fuck are y'all talking to?
Facts, bro. Like, that's... I was like, I was amazed. Like, what? Y'all think this shit is real?
Bro. I didn't know what the league was turning into. I said, damn, they done went and found a motherfucking Chinatown ass.
He had that bitch lit, bro.
Stands backpacked.
His run was more important than, like, damn near anything that ever happened in basketball besides, like, Larry Bird and them. Because he, like, changed everything. Like, him and Yao Ming,
yeah,
they changed everything for, like, the NBA, really.
Internationally,
yeah, like when it come to China, like China, I don't know where they at with China now, but before the shit happened with China, before that happened, China was, that was an NBA hub, like,
yeah,
and they had it booming. I'm like,
niggas
damn.
Was going out there. What was y'all going out there for? Adidas tour?
Yeah, I went out there.
You know, everybody goes there for everything, sir.
They're like, do you know Jeremy Lin?
Yeah, but
that's
what I'm saying.
I'm like, yeah, I know Jeremy Lin. Can you call him? No, I can't call him, but I know him. Do you know Tracy McGrady? Yeah, yeah. Like, you come back again. I was like, yeah, I mean Tracy McGrady and Jeremy Lin, bro. That was the biggest names. I'm like, bro, y'all crazy. I don't know. I mean, I should take that back. The Redeem team and all that shit made it big, too.
No, I understand what you're saying, but
that's one nigga, though, bro. Like,
he gave all them hope, bro.
Yeah.
When him and Yao Ming gave them hope.
That's funny as hell. Niggas in China rocking the Rocket jersey. That shit was platinum. The T-Mac jersey was platinum over there. And the Yao.
And D-Rose.
Yao was different.
Yeah, Yao was out of pocket.
Yao. That's when I was like, all right, these are all-star ballots. It's fugazi.
Saying, bro. Like, I know Jeremy Lin probably was on the all-star teams.
And they cheated him.
I know. Who, Jeremy Lin? They probably supposed to make it 1 year, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Bro, if they had all the real votes that they should have counted, he would have been first.
Yeah,
in today's climate with social media, Jeremy Lin would be starting the All-Star game. Off the dribble, bro.
Oh, yeah.
They definitely.
I know they had to change that because of Jeremy Lin. Because he would have won All-Star votes.
Hell yeah, bro. That Lin Sanity shit, bro, was nuts.
Bro, and especially how they do it now, how you can count with retweets and stuff, bro. He would have been starting the All-Star every year. Nigga would have started no game in the regular season, but All-Star game right there.
They had to change it. Like, you can't be all fan votes. They had to change it, bro. He would have started.
Fans don't need that much power, bro.
Tell niggas they vote don't count. It's crazy.
They do it all the time, bro.
Shout out to Florida. Anyway.
And on that note, be here and tell the people they can get some merch at
shopclub520.com, baby.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If you got some merch, tag us in it. We'll repost you. As long as it ain't too nasty, we got you. Know what it is. Like, share, subscribe. All that good shit. We'll be back next week.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified? Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified, diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.